In the result, by one side, I want to give credit to Southampton because they fought hard. They defended with everything in the second half. They fought really hard to keep the clean sheet in the second half. But by another side, I have to say that my team was a team that played, was a team that had the ball, that create, that dominate, and that, in my opinion, deserves to win the game.
There was one particularly significant moment, Cesc Fabregas going down inside the penalty area. No penalty was awarded. A yellow card instead was shown by the referee. What was your view of that incident?
My view is that Anthony is a fantastic referee. He's one of the best referees in this country, and young and with a bright future in front of him also at European level competition. But he made a huge mistake that decided the game.
So it should have been a penalty. Did you think that there were other incidents in the game that perhaps you didn't get the rub of the green as well?
I don't know. That one is for sure because was like I had the chance to go to the television that was just after the tunnel, and I got exactly on time, and I was shocked. I was shocked because from my distance, look the penalty, but the screen is the screen, and the referee is in the screen. He is there. He is like 10 meters away. So for me, difficult to understand. But I repeat, he's a very good referee.
And do you think with other incidents that have happened in previous weeks, perhaps that counted against Cesc in this
particular? I think it's pressure that they are adding in the referees. It's pressure they are. Adding in the referees, and I'm not so sure if the FA or the Premier League, they do something against that. I'm not sure when other managers they speak about diving and this and that. I'm not sure they do something about it, because clearly this is huge pressure on the referee. The season started like that when we had a penalty and the referee gave a yellow card to Diego Costa against Burnley, and finished the first round today with a situation where clearly a bad referee decision decided the result of the match.
What would you like to be done about it? What would you like to see happen?
I would like managers to close their mouth, and I would like referees with clean heads and no pressure to make the right decision. Just that.
So it is the end of the first half of the season, if you like. It seems as though Chelsea will be a point clear. How does that compare with what you're expecting at this stage?
You know, the way you are speaking, maybe you know already that City is going to win. Against Crystal Palace, the result was 2-0. Crystal Palace scored a perfect goal. The goal was disallowed. So maybe you know that something is going to happen. I don't think so. So let's wait and see if they beat Burnley.
If you were a point clear at the end of this day, would that be a success up to this point for you?
You ask me after that match. The next time you see me, you ask me that.